general map, map 5, whatever you want to call it. We get over there in that shelf crater. That's where you sent us. And we got to that fella. So some of that stuff we picked up might be of that Copernican ray material. We also have photographs down there of that shelf, which everybody thought was interesting. I took a set of stereos in that thing all the way around that big crater. Now, we made it over there with no screen. Matter of fact, we ran over and ran back and nothing flat. So, I think it's reasonable to go as you have indicated, which would be one starting at F, which is right in front of the spacecraft. Then going to Sharp. Then going to Bench. Then to Halo. Then to the Surveyor Crater. Then to Block. And back to the spacecraft. How's that sound? Now, yeah, we can try that. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Doesn't have any. I noticed that just starting before I just got off the suit loop at prep for EVA, I noticed that when I came started in my right boot when I came back in, and these hoses, blue hose, of course, was pumped out about three or four. Three-quarter inch balls of water when I first disconnected it just a few seconds ago.
Not at all. I was completely by air. At the front of the RCU, there's a switch. It goes main off. It pushed it on or something like that. Momentary it is, and we should have had it at main, and we didn't, and so we were a little confused there for a while. It was apparently an onboard problem. A question for you, Houston. How long was our total EVA prep time? Okay, I believe we'll do it in about 1+45 tomorrow as planned. It's like Al said, one, we made a couple of mistakes, and the other one, we were just had our heads up the box. Something we didn't have on a checklist, and we should have known better.
Yeah, it was getting harder as I drove it in. Just on, just like one, you could do it. And I don't know if we can do that now, though, with those pins in. But maybe we can take those pins out and put two of them together. I'd sure be willing to give it a try if you'd want to do it. That, and you've got to pound the... no comment there.
Okay, Houston, if you're watching the computer, I'm going to bring it out of standby and put it back in again to update the clock time. There's another one of those downlink too fast alarms. Go ahead, Houston. S-band, is that what you want?
low Houston.
Okay, Houston, go ahead.
Yes, we got a sample of the mound material. We got lots of them. And would you say in the coordinates?